The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
First round picks in the NFL. What do they have in common? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're talking about it here on this show. So let's kick things open first with the Lucifer remark. Here's what the scoop is. John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, was at Stanford speaking to the students. I have a lot of friends that went to Stanford, so that was for their benefit. And because they always tell me they went to Stanford. So anyway, Boehner was at Stanford regaling the students, talking about politics, and was asked about Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz, what he thought of Ted Cruz. And he said he is Lucifer. I mean, he went on to just bombard Ted Cruz, obviously not liking him, saying he was Lucifer in the flesh, and that he repeated it a couple of times and said that if he was the nominee, he would not vote for him, that he would not vote for Ted Cruz. So how insane is that? All right, right from the get-go, as we do each and every show, Talk Media News joins us now, Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm not sure if you heard you there.
Hey, Justin, how are you? I think we have you. We're third time's the charm. Is this Justin?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Good. Did I interrupt your party? Are you out in Georgetown right now? Are you going to the Correspondents' Dinner?
I am, yeah.
I hate you.
And the whole Talk Media News gang.
So for everybody listening, you, Ellen Ratner, is Bob Ney going?
Bob Ney is not going, no. I think Bob Ney is going to be in Ohio, but Lori Lewis, our Pentagon correspondent, is going to be there, and we are all looking forward to a pretty great time. I for one, am looking out for Aretha Franklin. That's kind of my hopeful celebrity sighting of the weekend. And if I get to meet her, I'll be a very happy camper.
Nice. It is a who's who, you know, like, because a lot of celebrities want to go to it, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is always, you know, one of the more hotter tickets in D.C. And I'm always kind of fascinated at how I'm suddenly more attractive the weekend of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's bizarre. You know, women that I haven't really heard from for years suddenly reach out and come out of the woodwork to, ask me for a ticket or to ask me to be my date. It's very strange. There must be something in the water that week.
Enjoy it. Enjoy that moment. So how about this? Former House Speaker, I was talking about it before you jumped on, John Boehner, called Ted Cruz Lucifer in the flesh. He was talking to a bunch of Stanford students. And, of course, that kind of leaked out. I actually think it's kind of funny. But he said it a few times and said that if he had to vote and Ted Cruz was the nominee, he wouldn't vote for him. Of course, there was reaction to that. Trump reacted, as did other people. Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host, said, hey, Boehner did him a favor. What do you make of that?
I don't think it's very surprising. John Boehner has been a pretty big critic of Ted Cruz for quite some time. He has previously labeled him as a false prophet. He has also called him a jackass during a fundraiser. So I think that this is sort of just some frustration that's kind of come to a boiling point. And frankly, you can't really blame him. You know, Ted Cruz for a while had really gone behind the scenes to try to essentially throw a monkey wrench into the inner workings of the House. He tried to, essentially lead some of the House membership away from John Boehner and exert his influence there. So it absolutely makes sense for, John Boehner to have this kind of reaction. And this really kind of highlights sort of a sentiment held by a good number of people, just that, to know Ted Cruz is to almost immediately dislike Ted Cruz. To serve with him is something that just gets a little bit frustrating. And, frankly, I'm not very surprised that we saw a statement like this.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. The on the other side of the aisle with the Democrats, Bernie Sanders had to get rid of a whole bunch of campaign people. Is this a signal that he's kind of cutting back because he realizes he's still going to march to the Democratic convention, he's still going to play a role, but subtly it's kind of the turning of let's turn this over to Hillary or no?
Well, you know, frankly, he sees the writing on the wall. He knows that he probably is not going to have a chance mathematically to make the delegate count, but nevertheless, there still is sort of some incentive to stay in the race to try to help shape the, platform of the Democratic Party. That's something that he's already done to a large extent by really bringing Hillary Clinton to the left on a good number of issues, be it Keystone Pipeline or be it the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So that's something that he's obviously going to be continuing to do, but I think this is sort of a reflection of the reality. He knows that, you know, his kind of chance of this has sort of, rapidly faded, and there's not much more that they can do for it. But at the end of the day, he is sort of the head of a major movement right now. He has really engaged a lot of people and brought them into the political process. And it also just kind of makes sense from a practical level. Ralph Nader made this point today on CNN when he encouraged him to stay in, if something does happen, if there is sort of an FBI situation with Hillary Clinton, it kind of makes sense to have another Democratic candidate on standby.
Yeah, no kidding. And finally, this last one, and this is on a lighter note. Did you see this that came out that Congress is going to designate the bison as a national mammal? I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I did. I thought that was a lot of bull.
Yep, da-da-da-da, I get it. Have you ever seen a bison?
I'm so sorry.
I totally get it. Have you seen one ever?
I have, yeah. I went to college in the Central Valley in California, and I think there was, somebody in the neighborhood who, had bison sort of in his backyard. It was a pretty interesting thing to see, especially, just kind of on your way to, classes in the morning. But, yeah, they're big, interesting-looking creatures.
I think they are, too. There's a place called Fossil Rim in Texas, in Glen Rose, Texas, and they have a few bison there. They're very, very cool looking. And one time I was up outside of San Antonio on a ranch, and they had them. And, man, that's cool. I think it's cool. That's the national mammal of the United States. You know, there may be a joke about that at the correspondents' dinner.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. it's good to know that Congress is doing something, I guess.
That's right. Anything. Just make the needle move. Justin, have a good time at the event this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. As we said, that's true. Legislation was approved by Congress that would elevate the bison to a different stature, approaching that of the bald eagle. There has never been an official mammal of the United States, so actually, this is why I mentioned it. The Senate gave the final approval to the bill Thursday, 2 days after the House approved it. Now it goes to the president's desk. They say it embodies the nation's pioneer spirit. If you were going to make a mammal the national symbol, would it be the bison? I think they're cool, so I have no problem with the bison becoming the national mammal. But I'm just thinking, is there another mammal that could rival that of the bison? I mean, think about the Great Plains. Excuse me. Think of northern New Mexico. And think of what they used to be. I mean, are you kidding? And the biggest population is probably at Yellowstone National Park, I'm assuming. There are private areas where there are bison, because I've seen them, obviously. But now the bison as the national mammal. Just the president's signature, a few sign-offs here and there. Can't imagine. Pretty wild, huh? All right, deeper into a sick, twisted murder and some other musings on the day. Plus, who went first in the draft in the NFL? I know you're riveted by that. That's next on America Tonight.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
Ah, yes, the draft. The draft was held, and the Rams, as you just heard there, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, picking the very first one, Goff, to go to Los Angeles. So, you know, a lot of quarterbacks went in the first round. I thought we would take a few minutes to talk about the NFL, because so many of you sent me emails, frankly, asking me what I thought was going to happen. What does it matter who's chosen where? And, of course, it does matter because do you have an instant player? Do you have somebody that's going to contribute eventually? It depends on what team and where. And this is, of course, part of the whole cap thing. Imagine they have to make decisions, and unlike Congress, they have no choice. They're on the clock. Boom. You're on the clock. This is it. There is no threat that this can be extended because you have to get in and out as soon as the clock starts ticking. So just a couple of them I'll tell you about. Joey Bosa from Ohio State went to San Diego. Just a stud defensive player. Great move by them. Carson Wentz went 2 in Philadelphia. Jared Goff, you just heard, was number 1. He's ready to jump in, and I think that's the idea for the Rams. They may have that happen. The Dallas Cowboys, a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Texas, or the Cowboys are the team you either love to hate or you love, 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 listening in other parts of the country. Ezekiel Elliott, the running back from the Buckeyes, was chosen there. There were a lot of rumors about that. Makes sense. Some people say, well, why did they pick a running back? The rumor was that they wanted Jalen Ramsey, that they were talking about Jalen Ramsey, but he was the best player at that point. And, you know, some of these players that are making that leap from college to the pros, there's no way to know. Again, it depends on the development, when they're in, what the team is. You're going to hear more highlights in a couple of the other players as we motor along from Ezekiel Elliott and also the Eagles pick. Because, you know, we do that thing called Nail the Score. And this year it's going to be even bigger, badder, and better when we get into football season. And before you know it, blink a few times and we'll be back there again. It's just amazing to me how time flies. And like I said, we'll be into those mini camps because we already are into the chase for 51, really, in the NFL. But I don't think there were any giant surprises because most of the surprises happened right before the draft. And, of course, there's the other rounds, too, that will continue. And that'll be, I think that's going to be pretty interesting stuff for sure. By the way, we will have the official medal count in the summer for the Olympics. So your chance to nail the amount of medals that will be won overall and how many medals will Team USA win? How many gold medals? How many bronze? How many silver medals in all? All right, let's jump back to the lack of being able to give medals to anyone who makes any sense in what we're seeing in this crazy clown car we're all riding in on the road to the convention. And the whole Boehner thing, the Lucifer remark, I mean, that just threw some more, I don't know, gasoline on the fire. It's not gonna change anything in either direction. Ted Cruz, actually, when he was asked about it, handled it well. He said, well, this is like a Trump-like comment. And I don't know Boehner very well. I only met him a few times. Basically, it was easy for him to, you know, to bow out of that. He could easily slam back. It wasn't a big deal. Donald Trump sort of took up on it, but he's always beating up on Ted and calling him Lying Ted. How about this? This Pew poll is what's significant. Let me mix this in. 62% disapprove of the GOP. That's the most since 1992. That's not good. So the favorability numbers are at the lowest point since those early 90s. A negative view of the grand old party. No wonder why. It's a big-time anti-establishment year. Republicans are now caught in this. The new numbers are a slide, even from last October, when 58% had a negative view to 37% positive. So the Democratic Party's numbers are closer, with 50% unfavorable to 45% favorable. The poll also found that Republican voters, and I know you're listening to this and saying, did they poll me? The Republican voters have a far more unfavorable view of their own party than do Democrats. That is frightening. 68% of Republicans view their own party favorably compared to 88% of Democrats who do. So that's not a good thing. And that's because of all the cockamamie, clown car-like shenanigans that keep on happening. Of course there's going to be some of this. Of course that's part of the whole election thing. But doesn't it seem sort of over the top? Or maybe we're just more tuned into it. Maybe there's so much massive attention. It's like somebody told me the other day, I don't pay attention to anything. I tune the world out. I don't pay attention to news. But you bet, if someone says Trump said whatever, I'm paying attention to that. I'm paying attention to what's going on there. So, there are people that are saying, hey, normally I'm not in this game, but because of him, I'm in it. So you would think that could translate into something positive, but obviously for some it's not. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, good looking.
Hey, you're not a Cowboy fan, Katie? Though, so yes, I am here.
Kate?
Yes, I am here.
Kate?
I am here.
Hello.
We are here. Are you? Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We can hear you. You can't hear us. Oh,
hello?
No. Oh, Dan. We can't. I don't know. Maybe someone pulled a switch on you. We are certainly here. We can hear you. But he can't hear us. I don't know what happened. he'll have to try back again. Something happened in the ether. It's always a miracle to me that all of this bounces off basically the satellites, and that's how we're talking in the first place. All right, so we'll wait for anyone to call in if you want. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. That Pew poll to me is the thing that I would be very disturbed about if I was Rens Priebus, because if I'm leading the Republican Party and I'm hearing that kind of stuff, they pay attention to certain polls for a reason, and the Pew poll is one that is not swayed in any direction. So let's just say that. Not swayed in any way. It's funny, the New York Yankees president even said it's the end of the GOP if Trump isn't nominated. So now you hear the Pew poll, then you hear what Randy Levine, the president of the baseball team, the Yanks, says, forget the Republican Party if he's not nominated. He makes the point that if they tried to stop him, that this would be such a disenfranchised, disaffected group of voters out there that it'd be hard to put it back together again. How could you piece it back together if that's what you did? I mean, Tuesday, let's face it, Trump got closer to nailing the nomination after a 5-state primary sweep that brings his delegate count to 992 compared to Cruz, who has 562, and Kasich, who has 153. And he had a strange week in politics. Cruz and Kasich forming an alliance to stop Trump, and then Cruz announcing that Carly Fiorina would be his running mate. She'd be the VP. He gets the nomination. He says, I'm going to get the nomination. He gets the nomination, and she's the VP. Wow, really, really strange stuff. And a perfect way to top everything off with the Lucifer comments from John Boehner that really are not going to take anything vote-wise away from Cruz, but it just makes more of the theater of what's happening just continue on and on and on and on. And every time we turn around, this is the kind of stuff that's happening. And just to throw this in, the guy who we thought 2-3 years ago could have been president, I mean, he was on the cover of Time magazine, Henry Kissinger reached out to him, and then there was Sandy. And Chris Christie's approval ratings have dropped to an all-time low. The New Jersey governor's ratings are just 26% of voters in his state giving him a favorable opinion in a new Rutgers-Eagleton survey. 64%. Have an unfavorable view of him. I mean, this is a guy who was definitely, he was in the presidential race. He quit, then he endorsed Donald Trump. But, boy, it shows you how fates and fortunes can change. It's all about a bridge with him. That's when things really, really change. All right, hang with us. Want to give us a jingle? You can. Jump on those lines, 855-266-5283.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You know, I wasn't real sure all the way along. I had a feeling that's how it was going to play out. Talking to my agent kind of informed me a little bit, but still wasn't sure until the last moment there. But, you know, I was just really fired up when I finally got that call. Got to talk to a number of the coaches there, obviously Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. It was great. You know, I'm fired up.
The North Dakota kid goes to Philly. Hope he likes cheese steaks and criticism, but he has the right people around him, and I think he's a great choice for Philadelphia. Number two in the draft. It was draft night on Thursday. We're mixing a little of that conversation in. Speaking of drafting, wouldn't it be great if we could draft a few good people to do some better business in Washington that weren't the same old, same old? And certainly the frustration level is at high. Anti-establishment feelings are bubbling up all over the place. You can certainly see that by what's happened in some of these recent polls. The Republican Party, if the Republican Party doesn't get it together and they were to not win in this election cycle, how tough would it be when you think of millennials taking over baby boomers population-wise, too? So they've got to work on a few things, that's for sure. Let's go to Dan in Texas. I think he can hear us now. Hey, Dan.
Hi, baby. Sorry about that. I've been having trouble with the phones ever since that big storm we just got through with.
Oh, I understand. I've had problems, too, yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to call and put out a word to Grim. Hey, Grim, we hope you're doing okay. I saw the TV reports on Mississippi tonight, and man,
no
you guys
kidding.
Got hammered.
Gulfport? Oh, awful.
Water everywhere, not a drop of drink.
Yep, it was terrible. I've been to that part of Mississippi and Biloxi and all over there, and it's beautiful. Some of the areas that were smashed, I cannot believe it. Luckily, neighbors helping neighbors, water just overflowing, flooding out houses, terrible.
Well, I just hope everything's okay for our good friend. Now,
yes.
On that Republican thing that you talked about how we don't have any faith on, look, why should we have any faith in them? We sent them to take care of Obamacare. They said they needed the Senate. We gave them the Senate. They didn't do anything again. They let Obama run roughshod over them the entire time because they don't want to criticize him because he's part black. And the news media will come down on him and make him look bad like evil people. Look, you call a spade a spade. The guy is a absolute hater of America and has done everything he can to destroy this country. And one more point. You are going to wind up filthy, stinking rich when you make that walk because you and I are going to clean up, baby. I mean, we are just, I got it all figured out how to do it and everything, and we are going to make a fortune. Just don't lose your nerve and don't try to crawfish on me after you lose because Hillary is going down. He is going to drop the hammer on her because he can't trust her, and he can't let Bernie get a hold of anything because Bernie's a senile old man that'll screw it all up. And Bernie is the only man in history that got kicked out of hippie camp because he was too lazy. It's a true story.
That is funny. That is funny. Yes. Hippie camp.
no go-go boots, girl. No go-go boots.
Oh, yeah. You wait and see. We got things planned, Dan. Definitely.
Okay, baby. I'll
talk too to funny.
Later.
All right. Have a great weekend. In case you're wondering, what is he talking about? He's insistent that Hillary Clinton was going to be, that's it. She's thrown to the wolves. She's going to be out of this. She's not going to be able to pull it out. And in the end, it's going to be Joe Biden and whatnot. No way. That's not happening. Because for the Democrats, it's just shuffle it off. This is why the FBI has not come down on her, because they have to make sure if they're going to take down the Clintons, they have to make sure everything is ironclad. I mean, there is no wiggle room because you'd be taking down the entire campaign. And really, the Democratic establishment, because they have their own establishment, they don't want to see that either. It's bad for business. It's bad for the Democrats. If anything's to happen, they would have wanted it to happen before. That's why this is a slow play. There's no question about it. It is a slow play. Okay, there's a bunch of other... first of all, horrific things that have happened in the world today, and far be it for me to not get you up to date on the brutality of some, but only because, and we're going to talk about this next segment, what happened in Baltimore with this mad bomber who was the fake bomber, but there's just days when you shake your head and you say, how does this happen? I don't understand it. In California, so much of what was discussed, and I caught a television. I was out actually at a golf tournament, running around talking to some people, trying to help them generate some buzz for their tournament and for their raising awareness for children and whatnot. And when I was out there, I noticed a story about the two brothers who killed their parents, allegedly killed their parents, but pretty much they have them nailed. And it just right away in my mind, I think, oh my gosh, here we go again. This is like the Menendez brothers, right? They were arrested in their parents' murders. They have mysterious, crazy notes that were found at the scene. And I mean, how bad is bad? What is happening? What is happening to the American family? In this case, in California, we're talking about one of the two brothers, 22 years old. The other was 17. They didn't even name his name. So the 22-year-old was Hasib bin Galarabi, and relatives found the husband and wife dead in their San Jose home. A handwritten note said, sorry, my first... This is what the note said. Sorry, my first kill was clumsy. It was on the floor nearby. Then there was a second note, and it was a rambling manifesto. And it was written on the wall in the same ink. And police didn't say much about any notes specifically led them to the suspects. But the parents emigrated from Bangladesh 30 years ago, so excited to be in America. And here's what the deal is. Their names, Shamim and Ghulam Rabi, emigrated, right? And the couple's nephew, Ghulam, said, I want to believe they are still alive. I can't believe this. Police don't even know how long the couple was dead. Just, what is it? What pushes that button? What about this mysterious note? Doesn't it always go back to money? I'm thinking money. Is it something to do with money? I mean, I don't know that, but I'm just throwing this back out there again. Is it a money thing? Execute them? Death penalty, anyone? What do you think? For those that are anti-death penalty, wow. And like I mentioned, immediately I thought of the Menendez brothers, and then they're on the other end of California. By the way, throw this in too, since we're on this kind of crime moment here for ATM. Three relatives of the San Bernardino shooter have been arrested, and wait till you hear this story. It's not connecting them to what happened in San Bernardino, but to a marriage fraud scam. And the arrests weren't connected. So the arrests weren't connected to the terror attack, but instead federal conspiracy, marriage fraud, false statement charges, all that kind of stuff. The FBI nailed them on that. So while investigating the terror attack, they got these records showing that a former neighbor of Syed Farouk's is married to one of the relatives, a Russian, so she could get immigration benefits that weren't available to her because she is a Russian citizen and didn't have legal status in the United States. So it's a sham marriage. Ooh. And he's already, Marquez is the friend who's already in jail and waiting on trial for conspiracy with one of the attackers, Syed Farouk, and terror plots that never materialized. Remember the whole gun thing and all of that? Like, he supplied the guns. So he is the one that's definitely way in the soup here. In the meantime, his wife, of course, the Russian, is charged with fraud and misuse of a visa, documents, all that other kind of stuff, perjury, false statements. So they're taking down the people connected to them for different reasons. And even the sister and brother... The sister and her husband were also, Farouk's brother, also arrested because they're all in this whole ring of marrying and fraud and scamming. And so good for them that they were able to bring them down, who committed crimes that were uncovered during this investigation, because they turned everything over, desperately trying to hook someone else so they could have some fresh meat. Let's face it, because our rage is crazy over what happened in San Bernardino, and they ended up pulling them down anyway on something completely different. It just goes to show you know, you're fair game all the way around, and they were fair game, no question about that. Remember, we've gone through this whole thing with the iPhone and unlocking the iPhone and what we uncover, and so basically what they uncovered in this exhaustive investigation is all this crazy, who's married to who, what can we play, what card can we play to keep them here, and how do we do that, and how do we take advantage? So I'm glad they got poked in the eye for that one. All right, coming up, I'm going to tell you about the crazy story that happened in Baltimore today, and what would you do? I think they handled it well at this Baltimore television station, but imagine somebody comes in wearing an animal suit and says they have a bomb. They are loaded. They are wired and bombed up and ready to detonate. Stay with us.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I like to see you right across the floor.
With the fourth pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Ezekiel Elliott, running back, Ohio State.
It's interesting, during the draft, hey everybody, Kate Delaney, we're rounding the corner for this hour. Ezekiel Elliott gets chosen, but it's not about booing him. It's about their booing the commissioner. Every time he came out, he was booed. Yeah. No love for the commissioner. He fits right into one of those polls, I think. Ezekiel Elliott fits nicely like a glove for the Dallas Cowboys. Some would question picking the running back. Why not put somebody else in they need? But he was the best player at that spot. I don't have a problem with that. He kind of harkens back to the Emmitt Smith days. He's got great pass-catching ability, and he's tough. I've watched him play a lot at Ohio State. He was certainly the best running back of the class. There's no question about that. And he's probably going to be a contributor sooner rather than later. And he's a great pass blocker. So that's good news. As Tony Romo is, you know, who knows how many years he has left. They don't want to have his collarbone go out again. So that was probably a really good pick for many, many reasons. You never know. Somebody who could be a superstar in college, he should be that guy that makes that leap and is just incredible. Sometimes it doesn't work out, though. I wouldn't think it would be I don't think there's much downside to him. I think that was a pretty safe pick. So I mentioned this deal in Baltimore. It's the craziest thing. You think, and because I've worked in television stations and radio stations and know many of the people at the front desk out there, they're like the wall before somebody gets back in, or they're coming to the station, or, you know, they're going to be on a show, and so they're waiting. So a guy saunters in and just says, you know what, I'm going to blow up this Fox News station. I'm just going to blow it up. And he was rambling all over the place. He had on an animal costume and said that he had a bomb, that he had a device. He's 25 years old. So people got out of there. The guard tried to talk him down, which he did a good job of that. But the cops said he refused to cooperate. He walked out of the building. He just walked out of the building. He was wearing a white panda suit, a surgical mask, and sunglasses. And then he was shot by three police officers. A bomb, and then, of course, they don't know about this bomb. A bomb robot scanned him for an hour before police removed his clothing, picked him up, carried him to an armored van. And here's what the deal was. Crews transferred him to an ambulance, those same crews. And he's in serious but stable condition. Chocolate bars were wrapped together with a motherboard, and there were wires in his shirt. That's what it was. That's all it was. But how do you know? I mean, you look at the pictures of him, and I can see the way it looked. There's no way they would know if is this a real threat or not. And some of the people inside had gotten a bomb threat earlier in the day. Who knows if they're related or not? But it was, it was craziness. Because the television station was basically on lockdown. And they said he was rambling about the state of how the world was. And he wasn't making any sense, of course. It was obviously a crazy cockamamie thing that happened. But it does beg the question, where are you working? And how can someone enter into the front door, however they get in? And what do you do when, and this guy is... He's still alive. He's not being very cooperative when they're questioning him. How do you know when it's the real thing and when it isn't? I mean, I saw the pictures of him walking out, and how can you tell? They had no way to tell, just that he was threatening to do this. So you have to act. If you're the police, what can you possibly do when you check out the situation? And it certainly looks like it, but there's no way, you know, to know. You just have to go with it, you know, and that's exactly what they did. I find absolutely zero fault in that. None. Because if he really was rigged up, imagine what that would be like. It was already harrowing enough, but imagine if he had blown himself up at a television station. You know, there's a movie out right now that George Clooney is starring in, and Julia Roberts, and it has to do with that, with somebody who goes nutty after losing money in the market and basically holds the TV station hostage. I don't know all the details on it, but, I mean, then here we go with this sad tale, and what possibly could be the reason. There is no reason. He's not... Right. There's not going to be anything that's going to come out of that, I think, that's going to lead to any different suspects or lead to ties to any other kind of terrorists or terrorist activities at all. It just makes, you know, absolutely no sense. All right, so let's switch gears as we are ushering out this hour and talk about these drones. I have a drone. It's just a fun little drone that my brother gave me, and I use it in the park. I've used it in the park. It gets incredible pictures. I've taken it to a friend's ranch, and it's unbelievable what you see from the pictures. But now what people are doing with with the drones and the planes is ridiculous. And the FAA wants to certainly regulate, and you got to register these drones that you can get for a song now, by the way, because I don't know, the cheapest drone might be $100. I'm not sure, but it's definitely, it's gotten cheaper. But check this out. Federal agents who patrol that the border with Mexico want 23 more miles of fences, better radios, and they want the bigger aerial drones to tighten the border. Saying that this, if we can have this, there would be a lot we could stop here. The extra fences in Texas and California would be the first, if they got it, the first major fence addition to the 2,000-mile-long southern border in 5 years. They would cost about $92 billion, give or take, based on the cost of previous fences. So the Border Patrol chief said that he's aware that some of his agents require handcuffs of miles of additional fencing, but he said, you know, we need this. The 653 miles of fencing along the southwest border is a mix of wall-like fences and kind of basic car barrier fences. Half of it was built for $1.2 billion in the 4 years after 2007. That's when they had the mandate to fence the vulnerable areas. But there's always a way when there's a will to get around it. We saw what was uncovered, that crazy tunnel just last week from Tijuana to San Diego. So gauging the needs, I would say they'd have to be pretty high in some of the places, the more Spartan areas that we're talking about. You know, the catching and releasing the people trying to cross illegally into the United States, it's declined since the 80s and the 90s. And maybe there was the all-time four-decade low in 2011. But they're starting to see that increase again, so they need better equipment is what they need. How can they've got to have great communications, otherwise when somebody's out on a call, how do they know what's happening? So the border security has to have some investing in it, I think, right? If we're going to dump money somewhere, why aren't we dumping a little money there? And the equipment is just, I mean, it's the necessary kind of equipment. The drones especially would be so vital along that border. So just to see what was coming in and what was that coming out. And to be able to catch and stop some of those people a lot sooner. Get the security gaps. Seal them up, for goodness sake. Reallocate the resources to the risk areas. Makes sense to me. I'd approve it if I was on the committee, if I had the vote, for sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.